You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Subject that is brought, that they went through the procedure of division of their inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. So it says in the Torah that according to the lottery, they made the lottery, that who is going to get what? So it says in the Torah, Al Pi HaGoral, according to the lottery. So Rashi HaKadosh brings from the Gemara that Al Pi, Pi also means mouth. So from here, there's a quote that the lottery was speaking. So they had one box of the tribes and then another box of the portions. So when they would take the portion, so the lottery would speak that I am the portion of Reuven. I'm the portion of Shimon. It's Al Pi, according to the mouth.
Was it written on a paper or pushed?
Paper, I don't think they had yet.
They didn't have it, so they wrote it on the skin.
Right. Yeah. But here there was a miracle that took place that nobody would claim, Moshe maybe did party bazi, or, you know. So he preferred that who would get what. So here when it says Al Pi HaGoral, that means according when the lottery spoke. Al Pi means the man. So now, his brother, actually, similar to this matter, we have another five matters that an item spoke. You can think of anything else? Well, no, we're talking about an item. A creature. So now, at the time that Shem gave the Torah, so they were forbidden to do any hiking. They were not permitted to get close to the mountain. So he says in the Torah, Pig Balte Ta'am, you have to make a restriction around the mountain. And then he says, Lemor. Lemor usually means accordingly. Persian, they say Amr. It's Hebrew. Lemor, Amr. So now here, it's about that the mountain was speaking. It says, Sabib Lemor. The mountain said, no, don't come near me. So the mountain was warning them to not come close at the time that Hashem was just about to rest his glory on the mount. Another example is about in Megillat Esther, when Ahasuerus woke up in the middle of the night, and then usually when you get up in the middle of the night, what do? Eat ice cream. No? What do you do? Why did you get up in the morning? So now he asked for his diary book. And then the diary book was flipping pages because the son of the Haman Harasha was in charge of the diary book. You know what his name was? Shimshai. Shimshai was one of the... He had 208... children, Imayin Hara. So one of his children was Shimshai. So now he didn't want that Ahasuerus will find out that Mordechai saved his life, because that's what happened. So he was flipping the page, not to the place. So then the diary book starts speaking by itself. So here he says, Vayihyu. Nigraim lifnei hamed. Nigraim, that means they were speaking by itself. The other example here is that Gemara Pesachim is about that in Mishkan, at the time of the Eliyah Kohen Gadol, you know, his children, they were not behaving. No, they were doing things that was not proper to their position, because there was son of the Kohen Gadol, and the ladies would come, and the Kohen Korbanot, and so on. So now here is what that the Mishkan at the time of the Eli was screaming. I'm saying that these two kids, they're not behaving properly. The other example that is brought in Gemara, Masechet Makot. As you know, David Melech Shalom started preparing for Beit HaMikdash, for his son. And then when he dug for the foundation of the Mizbeach, then he got to the depth, it's called Tehom. And then he found a piece of clay. So then all of a sudden the clay said, "Don't touch me! Because if you move me, the wall is going to turn to tsunami." Yeah, this is from the beginning of the creation. So now, the Rebbe Shalom didn't listen and moved it. And then Yomar brings that he had to ask Achitofel and so on, his advisor and so on. But here we see another example that an item spoke. And we have another example in Masechet Avot that at the time that just about Shabbat started, it's called Ben Hashemashot. Persian, they say, Gorgo Mishin. Hashem created 10 things. One of the things was Pi Habe'er. What does Pi Habe'er mean? Pi Habe'er?
The mouth of the well.
The mouth of the well. Again, the Pi also means the mouth.
The mouth?
Mouth or opening.
Oh,
so now here, we see another interesting thing in Parshat Churat. Actually, we have another Az Yashir. One we had at the time after when they came out of Mitzrayim. So here, the Be'er, the well, starts singing. Pi HaBe'er starts singing. You know, you remember the three Pesukim in Parshat Churat? Ali Be'er and Enulah, that went. The enemies, they were hiding between the mountain. There were two mountains, and these two mountains, they were squished. And the enemy, they were squished between these two mountains. And then they saw the enemy that destroyed in the Be'er. And then they start singing.
Which enemy are
that? The Amoraim.
Yeah. This is before they got to
Eretz Yisrael, yeah. No, this is after.
Yeah,
actually. So now here we see six matters that is brought that an item can speak. It's interesting. The item feels and senses you and you can speak. So now we see that the creation that the Ribono Shel Olam has created that has a sense. He feels you.
Yeah, so also, when they want to pull out the plant, the plant, take the grape, the plant, the spies want to take the grape, they don't want to come up because they know they're going to talk. They talk to at that time?
No, you didn't speak.
Yeah.
Also, we see like the staff of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom when he was at he took it from Palace of Paro, it was stuck in the ground till Moshe came.
Yeah.
So now here we see interesting thing that Yaakov Avinu Shalom, when he stopped at Luz, at the site of Beit HaMikdash, so he put a stone under his head. Remember the story? How many? some say 12, some say 3, you're not going to children, Abraham said, Yaakov. And then these stones start fighting because everyone wanted that the Tzaddik would place his head over the stone. So we're arguing. And then they all became one. So now here we see, it's not that you're looking for a parking spot. If you're suitable, the parking spot will look for you. It's not that you chase after money. If you are suitable, the money chases after us. So that means the creation that Hashem created knows. He knows. He senses you. Have you ever gone horseback riding?
Yes.
Yeah. You know anything about the horse?
No.
No? So interesting. The horse feels you. That means, as you know, as we say in our tefillah, "Kiba paro sus verochvo alayam." So here, the sus and the rochvo, that means the sus feels you. If you know how to manage him, then he goes by. But he knows that you don't know how to do horseback riding. No matter how much you hit him, he doesn't go. You ever tried it? Yeah. It's an unbelievable thing. He feels you. No matter what you do, he says, you know, you don't know nothing, I'm not going to move for you. Yeah. Just like the creation. It's like the creation, he feels you. So he realizes, you know, you're in control, then it goes by you. Anything you want, it comes automatically. Automatically. It's very interesting that Levi'im, when they were counted, you know the number of the Levi'im?
22,000.
Yeah, 23,000. Very, very small. Very small population. And it's very surprising. Why? Because Levi'im, we know about Levi'im that they were the favorite, right? And just keep repeating that Hashem says these are mine. He's proud of the Levi'im. But see, they're so little. No? Isn't that strange? Why they're so little? If they're favorites of Ribono Shel Olam, and actually, you know, they have the highest position, they sing, they do the service of Kohanim, the same thing. Why they're so little?
It's the same thing as Am Yisrael compared to the nation of the world. We are the minute and we're the favorite.
No, but compared to other tribes, it's nothing. It's like one third almost.
But it's the quality of what they do.
Quality, yeah, that's true. The quality is true. But you cannot pay the rent with $10.
No, but that's what they provide for them.
Doesn't work. The quality doesn't work sometimes. That's true. So now here we see that Levi'im, all their life, they stayed in ghetto. Right? They received the exemption from being under the work of Paro. So that means they had no suffering. Rahat, comfortable, in Goshen. So now here, because they did not go through suffering, their population became so little. Those that they had suffering, the population they became so great. So here you see a real thing. So that means the suffering multiplies, brings you bracha. But if you like to be comfortable, nobody bothers you, nobody gives you headache, so then it becomes little and little. So if you're chacham, which one you prefer to have?
And nobody bothers you.
No, if you're real chacham, real chacham. As a matter of fact, happened to be Mr. Donkey came home. And then they asked him, how was your day today? What did you do? So he said, nothing. You know, they tied me up with this thing and they told me, go around, go around, go around. I got Sargije, you know. All day, they go around, go around, go around. So he felt, you know, he wasted his day. But actually, his position was, you know, they tied him to a grinder. But he doesn't realize that, you know, through, you know, going around and getting Sargije, he did something. Why he doesn't realize? Because? Because it's a chamor. What do you expect? You know, he doesn't know. So now here sometimes, with all respect.
With all respect.
To the chamor. You feel, you know, what's the use of this yisurin, you know? I go through this. Just like the chamor, it doesn't understand. You say, no, I've been around. But you know how much good you did, you know, grinded this wheat, you know, they're going to make the flour, make a dough, make a hafashat challah. They say, hamotzi. But he doesn't realize this. Why? Because he's? It's a chamor. He doesn't realize. And sometimes, with all respect, you forget, you know, what privilege it is. No. No. And that's what we see. Tribe of Levi, even though they were favorite, and they did so many good things, you know, they were in a front row, Pishahang, right? You know, Moshe Avraham said, you know, who's behind me? Me and Hashem Elah. Who got up and backed up Moshe? Who?
Levi.
But you see, they didn't gain the blessing. And the only way you'll be able to gain the blessing is only through of course. Hashem is like, you know.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.